Good morning. Good morning. If we can just keep going at this. Welcome to worship, and we welcome all in Jesus' precious name. Just a couple of intimations. There is tea and coffee after the service in the hall, so just join us then, please. Time for fellowship, time for sharing together. As of next Sunday, the service times swap round, so 10 o'clock at Livingston Church and 11:30 here in Ardeer. And a reminder, joint Kirk session meeting on the 8th of January at 7 o'clock here at Ardeer. So we pray that you all had a great Christmas time, and as we come together to praise God is the theme of what we're thinking about. It's how we praise and how we use what he's given us. So Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It's he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let's rise to worship. See him lying on a bed of straw, and it's one of the backing tracks. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we approach you this morning, you who are the God of light and revelation, we, Lord, pray that your light would cover the darkness, remembering that the darkness can never overcome your light. Lord, we praise you for the beauty of all that we see around you. We thank you, Lord, that you created this earth, this world, and you created each one of us, Lord, to your glory and for your glory. And so we give you thanks and praise. May your light shine upon us today as we gather together to lift our hearts and our voices in praise, to open our ears to your word, and to offer our very selves in service. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would be with us, that he would inspire us, he would challenge us. Lord, through your Spirit, you would fill us with your love and peace, so we can share the gifts you give us with all around us. Father, we come and we praise you this morning, for you've done so much for us, more than we can ever deserve, more than we can ever list, more than we can ever comprehend. And so as we come and we worship, we bring before you these things which we need to say sorry for. Father, forgive us for the times when we fall short. Forgive us for the times when we fail to acknowledge just how blessed we are. Forgive us for the times we show little care to those who are struggling. And Father, we're sorry for the words we use or actions we commit that harm others and cause tension. So we come before you, approaching you, discovering that your steadfast love endures forever, and that you remain, your care and your love for us remain strong. So Lord, as you have forgiven people, loved and set free by Jesus Christ, may we enter the worship this morning ready to seek your will and your will alone. Hear us as we pray together using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. You forgive our debtors. Lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power and the glory of you now. Let's sing together, Child in a Manger. these presents you got? I need to go and have a look. You tell me all about them.
Lego's birthday.
Lego.
Lego.
Fantastic. Did you have a good Christmas? Did you get lots of stuff? Excellent. Excellent. And what about you two? Did you get lots of stuff as well? Have a good time. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to say too many words. Don't worry about it. What we are going to do in a minute is uplift the offering, but during the time we're doing that, there's a short film, and it's about sharing the gifts that we get from each other and sharing the gifts that we get from God, because the gifts we get from each other, the gifts we get from God. So as we do that, well, it's just to sit and watch that video, and then we can just leave that to think about. Right after that, we'll have a prayer for others, and then at that point, Margaret, if children want to slip out, and that would be fine. So let's carry on with our offering. Thank you. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts that you give us. We thank you, Lord, that you call us into your service. We thank you, Lord, that you call us to serve each other. And that you provide us with the things that we need, not just for ourselves, but to share with others. And Lord, as we seek to follow you, we ask then, Lord, that you would use us to build up your kingdom here in this town. Lord, we know that we can't do this on our own, but we can and only can in your strength, in your spirit. And so, Lord, as we bow before you just now, we give you the thanks and the praise, and we acknowledge that all we have that comes from you. As we present this, our offering to you this morning, we present our very selves. Through us, through the gifts we share, may the hungry be fed. May the lost be found. May the thirsty have that thirst quenched. And may the broken be healed. May they know your kingdom. And we pray for each one here, those who are on our left and on our right, in front of us and behind us, those who we know just can't be here this morning. And those that you've put by your spirit in our hearts and our minds. Lord, we pray that you would touch each one at the point of need. That, Lord, that we would further your kingdom with the gifts that you give us, the calling to serve, and the desire to share your love and your ways. Hear this prayer offered in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing together, Away in a Manger. That's our backing track. come now to the sharing of the word, and the word from Psalm 148 that Andrew's going to read for us. He's going to read it, then we'll have a wee prayer, and then he'll read it again, and then we'll see the words up on the screen another time, and then we sing together. Andrew.
Psalm 148, I'm reading from the New International Translation. Hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we do, we praise you. And we ask you, Lord, that at this time your Spirit would just lead us as we hear these words read and then see them again. Lord, that your Spirit would see those words, that would show us these words that you want us to know about. You want us to think about in our heart, to hold dear and to ponder in your calling and our following of your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. And so that reading again.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise for all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
We remain seated as we sing together, as with gladness, men of old. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that it'll be very, very clear, and this will bring great honour and glory to your name. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So we'll look at this psalm, one of the last psalms in the book of Psalms, 148. It is the third one of a section of five, a collection of five, which are the final hallel, the final praise. These psalms are together, and they are all about praising God. They begin and they end with praise the Lord. And the Hebrew word, praise the Lord, is hallelujah. So they start with a hallelujah, they end with a hallelujah. And right through the psalm, there's this repetition of hallel to praise. And actually, during this psalm, what we see, what we begin to see, is how God reveals the glory and the grandeur of worship of the Lord. And that is its cosmic in its dimensions, yet very personal in its intentions. Cosmic because it actually starts in the highest heavens, and personal because it comes to the people. And so we can look at the psalm, we can break it right down. And the first four verses, they praise the Lord. And then the praise comes from the heavens, from the heights, all his angels, all his heavenly hosts, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the waters above the skies. All this is talking about the heavens, the cosmic in its dimensions. So everything that's there is to praise the Lord. Everything, all the angels, all the heavenly hosts, the sun and the moon and the shining stars are all there. Everything from the highest heavens to the water above the skies. Let them praise the Lord, verse 5 and 6. Let them praise the Lord, for at his command they were created. He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. So, this praise, cosmic in its dimensions, this praise from the highest heavens, for all his angels, from all his heavenly hosts, from the sun and the moon and the stars and the waters above the skies, are because at God's command they were created. And he established them forever. And what he set in place will never pass away. And the mere fact that they're there is to the praise and to the glory of God. That's what the psalm is telling us. It's a real reminder of praise. And actually, as we look around us and we see God's glory of his praise. So it moves from the cosmic, now at verse 7, to praise the Lord from the earth, from the sea, from the elements, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, from the land, mountains and hills, trees, wild and domestic animals, small creatures, creeping, as one of the versions has, creeping animals. So all the small, the insects and birds. And then from his created people, kings and all nations, princes and rulers, young men and women, old men and women. So this psalm now, from the cosmic, comes down to the world, to the earth, and looks at everything around God's creation, this earth, the mountains and the hills, the fruit trees, the cedar trees, the wild and domestic animals, all the creatures we see around, all to God's glory and for God's glory, all to praise him. And then the psalm turns to us, his created people, kings and all nations, princes and rulers, young men and women, old men and women. Verse 13, let them praise the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. Let them praise the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. That's why. For God's name is the only one that's exalted. There is no one that we can praise. Despite our best efforts, there is no one else we can praise for our creation, for the way, the place we found ourselves in. Pagan worship would worship the sun, with the moon, the stars, items we see, different ways of being worshipped. But that's not what God's saying. That's not what his word says. It's not what this psalm says. His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. So actually, God's not to be found in one of these areas. For God is above all the earth and the heavens. He's in it all, but he's above it all. Because he created it all. He has raised up his people a horn. The horn, a symbol. It was a symbol of strength. A symbol of leading. So he's raised up his people by a horn. He's given them a horn. So that's their strength. That's their leading. And the praise of all his faithful servants. So again, his people follow him. His faithful servants praise him. Of Israel, the people close to his heart. Israelites, the chosen people, the chosen race. All worship, all praise the Lord. All are called to praise the Lord. And what we're going to do is think about that just in a few minutes again and what that might mean for us individually. But now, let's praise him by singing together, O Come, All You Faithful. And that's with a backing track. Let's rise to worship. So this psalm then, this psalm is a psalm of praising the Lord. It's hallelujah. And we praise him, we adore him. We sing there, O come, let us adore him. Let us praise him. And the psalmist in writing this is saying, all the world, all the heavens and the earth, praise the Lord. It's not necessarily encouraging everyone to praise God, but what it's saying is that by the very presence of the sun and the moon and the stars, by the presence of the heavenly hosts and the angels, God is praised, and God is to be praised. But if we then look at this psalm and read the psalm with Jesus in mind, we can see how much greater he is than anything or anyone mentioned in all this. Jesus is the creator of all things. From John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So the creator, Jesus, is the creator. He was there in the beginning with the Father and with the Spirit, the Ruach. And he's there, and he's the creator. And in this psalm, we see him as creator. We see him as captain of the hosts of the Lord. And from Joshua 5, at verse 14, this is where Joshua was near Jericho, and he saw a man standing in front of him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua has asked him, are you for us or for our enemies? And this is the reply at verse 14. Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come. Then Joshua fell down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? So Jesus is a captain of the host, the armies, the heavenly host, the armies of the Lord. And we see him in that. We see him as the Son of Righteousness. From Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 78, part of that, of Zechariah's song, he says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. So he's the Son of Righteousness, and he comes to lead us, to guide us, to bring light into our darkness. And we see him as the morning star. And from Revelation, chapter 22, 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And so, we also know that from Scripture that Jesus has demonstrated power over storms, over trees, over wild and domestic animals. Scripture tells us he's far above the angels. Tells us that he is the one who has revealed the Father's name and glorified that name in all that he was, all that he is, will be, and all that he said and all that he's done. So in the midst of this psalm calling on a praising and hallelujah, psalm where we can see everything of creation praising the Lord. Surely the only ones who are in the image of God, who are created in the image of God, are ourselves. Chosen people God created, people God loves, people he gave himself for, people that he wanted to redeem. And he calls us to praise him. And we know that people have made choices. People have made choices to praise him, and people have made choices to not praise him. And then there's people who don't know anything about him, for they have not been told. And so as we start to think about what it is and why it is that we are here, we're here first of all to praise the Lord, to praise him in all that we do and all that we say and all that we give is to praise him and to his glory. And that does mean in all the difficult times as well as the good times. Sometimes it can be easier to praise God in the difficult times because it brings us to our knees and we have nothing else. But we need to remember to praise him in all the good times and give him thanks and glory. Calls us to follow him, to be his disciples, to come into a time of service where we serve each other but also serve the wider community. And he calls us to do that in his love and in his service, praising him. That's why we would do it, to praise him to his glory. And when we think about the year that's been, we can look back and we can register all the difficulties there have been with buildings, and all the difficulties there are with buildings. But still in all that, we praise the Lord. We can look at this last year or so and reflect on the radical action plan, and I am not going to let that go because the church is not letting that go. If we were to sit here, put our head in the sands and ignore it, there would be only one option for the church. And that would be a lack of presence in specific areas. Because the church now realizes and talks about it. It doesn't have the money, it doesn't have the people to maintain what we've always had. It is not producing results. So the question is for us, how are we to serve? How are we to look at the community? Because we've tried the thing about bringing them in, and we know that doesn't work. People don't come in here, any church, for a whole variety of reasons. Some of it can be the language that's used. Some of it can be around how they're received when they come in. Some of it can be because they've had a bad experience and they're never crossing that door again, or any other church. And we're called to praise the Lord. And however we are and what he calls us to do. And so as we look to next year, we need to look at how we praise him, how we share with other people, what that means for what is certain is that things cannot stay the same. It cannot stay the same for the church nationally. It cannot stay the same for the church within presbyteries, and won't. Because presbyteries are now talking and moving together. The timescale of 43 presbyteries to 12 is 5 years. That's an outside timescale. The whole thing would be done within that time. So change is coming, and that means parishes aren't going to remain the same either. We're already on this journey to union. And that's not going to go away. It can't go away. There aren't the resources. There aren't the people. But you know, in and amongst all that, we're still called to praise the Lord. We're called to praise the Lord, to be a blessing to each other, to be a blessing to those around us, to share with each one. And you know, as we do that, that's how we show him that we adore him, for we're doing his service. We're following him. We are disciples. And so one of the things that the sessions have already agreed this last year is that we look particularly at what's called missional communities. How do we establish groups of people in the community, around the community, with a connection that might never bring them in here on a Sunday morning, but they may be praising God wherever they are and however they're brought together. It's one of the streams that we have of a way forward of missional communities, of looking to the union of positive worshiping communities. How are we, as we praise the Lord together, as a congregation? And how do we encourage each other and others to praise him and to bless him? These are the things of the future. But our psalm tells us that the heavens and the earth praise the Lord. His creation praises him. Tells us that we, as the created people who have been called and follow him, are those that he calls on to praise him and to share the gifts of love and grace and mercy that he has and gives us. As we do that, all things about buildings fall apart. All things about union falls apart. So the importance is to praise him. The importance is to do his bidding, to do his will, to serve him in the place that he's put us. Amen. Angels from the realms of glory, let's worship. Heavenly Father, as we have worshipped you this morning, may we leave this place with your Spirit, by your Spirit, and praise you all the day long. Father, be with us. Enable us to share your gifts of love, of mercy, of grace, of hope, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen. Peace to you.